Welcome to the Light Church Podcast. This is David Oakes. I'm pastor of the Light Church Fellowship in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I am founder of Israel Study Tours with David Oakes and David Oakes Ministries. Thanks for joining me for this edition of the Light Church Podcast. Now, in our previous few lessons, we have been discussing the subject of categories of miracles. These sermons are for the purpose to learn to believe for and to participate in the miraculous. You know, God is a miracle-working God today, the same as He was 2,000 years ago, and the same as He was in the time of Moses upon the earth. God has not forgotten how to perform miracles, nor has He become weaker in this last hour. The devil has never taken God by surprise. So I'll tell you what, my friends, God is a God of power. And if we are going to believe God for the miraculous in this hour, we need to find out how that God is most likely to use His miracle power in our lives. You know, the Lord said in the book of Galatians, how does God work miracles amongst us? Is it by the hearing of the law, the works of the law, or is it by the hearing of faith? Well, it's by the hearing of the Word of God, which brings forth faith. God is a miracle God. So we've simply gone through the ministry of Elijah in 1 Kings, and Elisha in the book of 2 Kings, and we have looked at these two men. In Elisha's ministry, there were 16 recorded miracles. The Holy Spirit chose to record 16 for us. And in the ministry of Elijah, his predecessor, there are recorded 8 miracles. So out of these 24 miracles combined between these two ministries, we have simply gone through scripture by scripture, and we have made categories of the miracles. And this is what we found out so far, and for review purposes. We found out that there were 8 miracles of provision and sustenance, that there were 6 miracles of healing, that there were 5 miracles of judgment, that there was 2 miracles of proof of divine authority, 1 of divine assurance, 1 of divine protection, and 1 of the turning of the heart. So, with those combined, there were 24 miracles. We have found out that God Almighty is most likely to use His miracle power in the area of providing and sustaining you. God wants you provided for. The second most abundant area is the area of healing. So for today's podcast, we thought that it would be good to go back into the New Testament, into the Gospels, and we are going to look into the Gospel of John, and we are going to look at the ministry of Jesus. It's so nicely laid out for us in the book of John because we have 8 miracles. It tells us of this miracle did Jesus, the beginning of miracles did Jesus, and it just tells us this is a miracle, this is a miracle, this is a miracle, and we come up again with that wonderful number of 8. So when this study is through today, we will have looked at 32 miracles in all, and by this we can begin to get further information on what areas God is most likely to use His miracle power. So, we believe in the name of Jesus that you are blessed today because you believers are blessed. Glory be unto God. You are blessed with all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So let's look first, if you would please, over to John, the 2nd chapter, the Gospel of John, the 2nd chapter, and we're going to read a little bit, as we have been doing, so that we can get the context of these miracles. It says in verse 1, "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called, and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. For these 6 water pots would come to 108 to 162 gallons. So there was a lot of water and a lot of weight. And it says in verse 7, Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Oh, praise the Lord! This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Now, I want you to notice this. God provided for this wedding feast. Our first miracle that is performed by Jesus in the book of John is a miracle of provision and sustenance. But my friend, I want you to read again, or to listen again, if you're listening away from your Bible, I want you to listen again to verse 10. And he saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Oh, I believe that's a precedent for the things of God in this hour. God did wonderful things, marvelous things in years gone by, but God is saving his best for this end times. Jesus is coming soon. You've probably heard that as a theme running through, as a piece of thread on a needle through all of my sermons. Jesus Christ is coming soon. The trumpet of God is going to blow, the shout of the archangel is going to occur, and Jesus is coming soon. And I'll say it again, I believe that the Almighty God has reserved the best for last. Oh, this is the day where it says that the early rains and the latter rains will fall together. We won't just be drenched with the Spirit's outpourings that were poured out in the beginning, but we're going to get the force of the beginning and the force of the ending together simultaneously in this end days. And my belief is that you are ready, my friend, whether you're listening in the United States or in Europe or in Asia, as we know many people are listening around the globe because we have record of that. Well, I'll tell you what, my friend, I'll tell you this morning, Jesus is pouring out his Holy Ghost miracle power in greater abundance in this end of days than ever before. Are you ready to see him? You better be. And it's so easy. All you need to do is turn to Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 8 through 10, and you'll find out that all you have to do is believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you'll be saved, and you will be ready. And you will be ready for that wondrous day when Jesus appears in the clouds and calls the church unto himself. Hallelujah. So the first miracle here in John, the second chapter, that was performed by Jesus in the book of John is in the area of provision and sustenance. Now turn with me over to John, the fourth chapter, if you would, please. John, the fourth chapter, or if you're listening and you're out running or something, just listen as I read. John, the fourth chapter, and I'll begin reading in verse 43. Now after 2 days he departed thence and went into Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea unto Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down, ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. Verse 54 says, This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. So we have a recorded miracle, the second recorded miracle in the book of John. And this miracle can be categorized under the category of healing. So the first miracle was, in John the second chapter, provision and sustenance, and the second miracle is healing. Now let's go on to the third miracle that we have recorded in the Gospel of John. After this, in chapter 5, verse 1, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. 38 years he had been bound up in this situation. This is an editor's note here. 38 years. But let me tell you something, my friends, is something you always remember. It doesn't matter how long you have been in a situation. You haven't been in it too long for the power of God not to change the situation. Now, we have instances in the Bible where the woman with the issue of blood was bound up by that disease for 12 years. We have the woman who was bowed over, who had some kind of orthopedic problem and was bowed over for 18 years. We have this man for 38 years. It did not matter to the power of God. The power of God came through, and notice the deliverance is getting ready to happen, this miracle. And it says, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. So here we have a miracle, and it's the miracle of healing. So now under the ministry of Jesus in the Gospel of John, we have one miracle of provision and sustenance and two miracles of healing. Now let's go on to the fourth miracle, and we find it in the next chapter, chapter 6, verse 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. Miracles are a great dinner bell, the great dinner bell, and God is ringing still that miracle power today. Through wonderful men and women of God around the globe, God is ringing the miracle power. And notice what it says. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Well, we know if there were 5,000 men, there were probably more women than that. If you just enter some churches today, you'll find that there are generally more women and children than there are men. And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of the truth, that prophet that should come into the world. Let me tell you what, Jesus Christ is still the miracle worker. He didn't stop that day when he multiplied that food. This is a miracle that we have put under the category of provision and sustenance. My God, as we look through the ministry of Elijah and we look through the ministry of Elisha, we have seen something overwhelming, that God will use his miracle power to provide for you. Let me tell you what, my friends, those of you who might be facing all kinds of financial dilemmas, God's arm has not been weakened or shortened by time. God will use his miracle power to be a blessing and to bless you. Those of you, glory to God, who haven't been having financial difficulties, in this last day, God has a need for you to have more so that the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ can be promoted at a greater rate of speed in this end of times, because we have a world to win with the message of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a world to touch with the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a world to reach with the redemptive plan of the Lord Jesus Christ in this last hour, and that takes money. So your bills might be paid, but God knows your heart, and he knows how you want to see people reached for the cause of Christ. And so in this hour, great miracles are going to be done to provide for all, so that the work of the ministry will be done at a quicker rate, because Jesus Christ is coming soon. So in the first four miracles of the ministry of Jesus in the Gospel of John, we have two, provision and sustenance, and two in the category of healing. Now turn with me, if you would please, to John the sixth chapter, verse 15, and we continue reading. Then Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. Verse 16, and when even was now come, his disciples went down under the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. Well, you ought to just plan on going to Israel with Pastor David, and I'll take you to these very places we're reading about. And there we'll open up the Word together and teach the Word of God. Capernaum, such a wonderful place for those who have not been there. I tell you what, my friends, you just need to plan to come to Israel sometime with Pastor David. I've made nearly 30 trips to Israel, and we don't see a stop and going anytime soon, because it's something that God has placed in our heart to do. So, you get a hold of us. You can log on to David Oaks Ministries. That's DavidOaks Ministries.org. And you can find out information on how to contact us about upcoming trips to Israel. In fact, that's a good place to go to listen to wonderful healing sermons, because we have a healing school on there that was taken from 51 nights straight of healing messages, when our congregation and others came together and we taught on the subject of healing. 51 nights, and we did not even begin to exhaust the subject. You can get on there if you're needing healing in your body. You can log on to DavidOaksMinistries.org, and you can get information about the healing school, and you can download free full sermons that were taken from those services. Glory be unto God. But we'd like to hear from you. Plan to go to Israel with Pastor David Oaks. Glory to God. Now notice this. We kind of went down a little road there. We need to get back on the main road. Notice what it says, that he was in Capernaum. In verse 18, and the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. Woo-hoo! What a glorious miracle this is. Immediately, blessed be the name of God. This is one continuous miracle. Jesus is out there walking on the water. The next thing that happens, he comes into the ship during the midst of the storm, and immediately there is a translation of that ship from the midst of the Sea of Galilee over to their destination. Hallelujah. I have categorized this as a miracle of divine protection. God uses his miracle power to protect people in a divine, wonderful, miraculous fashion, just like Daniel of old when he was in the lion's den and God's power went into operation to protect. God still uses his power to protect. You need to know that, so that you will put your faith into it, that God's delivering power is available for you. Miracles just don't happen. You can go through the Word of God and find out where somewhere somebody had to believe. Glory be unto God. But notice this fifth miracle, Jesus walking on the sea, is divine protection. We have categorized it, divine protection. Now let's go on to chapter 9. chapter 9 of John's Gospel, since we're staying in the book of John today for these eight miracles. John chapter 9, and it reads in verse 1, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." Notice this, that Jesus answered their question, "Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents," because some believed at this time that man could commit pre-birth sins. I know there's some funky doctrine running around then, but there's some funky doctrine running around now. Some people don't believe in God's miracle power. That is a flaco doctrine. That is a doctrine of the devil. I mean, there's nothing the devil wants you to believe more, my friends, than to believe that God does not do miracles. Oh, that's just a flaky devil doctrine. I mean, if the devil can keep people ignorant about God's power, he's got them held bound. He's got them locked up for life. But those of us who have escaped that demonic doctrine and found out that, oh, God loves us and God is not any weaker today, he is the same today as he was yesterday, and he's going to be the same tomorrow, my friends. Glory be unto God. And so we have come into the place that we don't accept that doctrine of the devil anymore. We have a new doctrine. So these people had a flaco doctrine, a flaky doctrine that said men could sin before. Then Jesus goes on, so he answered the question. You could put a capital B here and say, but that the works of God should be manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me. The works of God are the works of healing. And Jesus said that I can, the works that God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works. Glory to God. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. See, this is what I'm talking about. The day's coming when we're not going to have any more time to work, so the work's got to get done now. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Glory be unto God. He came away seeing. That's good news, isn't it? I said, that's good news. Well, you just read on down and you'll find out that some trouble came up because of the religious leaders. But this miracle was performed, and we have put this miracle in the category of healing. Everybody say healing. Healing. Oh, glory be unto God. This is a miracle of healing. Now let's go on to the next miracle in John the 11th chapter. John the 11th chapter. It actually takes from verse 1 to verse 44, but we won't read that far. We know that what happened was that Lazarus died. Jesus' best friend probably was Lazarus. And Lazarus died. And he had been dead so long for 4 days. And his sister said to Jesus when Jesus came before the tomb that surely he's going to stink by now. But Jesus did something. He said in verse 39, Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Notice, oh, blessed be the name of God, that this raising of the man Lazarus was a miracle of healing, we're calling it. I mean, there were many gifts of the Spirit in operation here, but the primary thing was that he had to be healed after he was raised from the dead, or he would have died from the exact same thing again. So we have just, for simplicity purposes, categorized it under the category of healing. Death is no match for my Jesus' power. Did you get that? Death is no match for the power of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you're battling cancer, my friend, or you're battling diabetes, or you're battling some other disease or infirmity that holds you back in your life, it is no problem from our God. All you have to do is get into the Word of God and watch faith develop in you, and you can be like the woman with the issue of blood. Have the Lord say, "Daughter or son, thy faith hath made thee whole." There is no sickness, my friend, no sickness that is too great for the Almighty God, no disease. Oh, Pastor David's heart is filled with compassion right now for you, my friend, that might be facing terrible disease, might be facing a terrible report from doctors. There is a way for you to be healed, and it is by the power of the Word of God. And in fact, right now, I'm going to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that your healing power will go into operation right now for that man or woman that is listening and needs a divine touch. As they release their faith, I thank you, Father God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, the very presence of God will go into their bodies, driving out all sickness and disease. We rebuke sickness and disease in their bodies in the name of Jesus, and we call them whole in Jesus' holy and majestic name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, friends, Jesus still is the healer. He is still Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth us. He hasn't stopped being Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then in John 21, because our time is running short. John 21, for the eighth miracle in the Gospel of John. Praise God. John 21, verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and the two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, "I go a-fishing." They say unto him, "We also go with thee." They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, "Children, have ye any meat?" They answered him, "No." And he said unto them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his father's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and the fish laid thereon in bread. I tell you what, my friend, Jesus is a miracle worker. And he performed a miracle and brought in a multitude of fish for his disciples. This is another miracle of provision and sustenance. And so, in the ministry of Jesus, we had three miracles of healing, of provision and sustenance, four of healing, and one of divine protection. So our combined totals for these three ministries are 11 for provision and sustenance, 10 for healing, 5 for judgment, 2 for proof of divine authority, 1 for divine assurance, 2 for divine protection, and 1 for turning of the heart. God is most apt to use his miracle power for you in the area of provision and sustenance, and coming in a close second is healing. God wants above all things for you to prosper and be in health. Isn't that what's said in 3 John verse 2? That above all things, God wants you to prosper and be in health. And we have found out that scriptures back up that number one, God wants you provided for. And number two, God wants you healed. 11 times for provision and sustenance and 10 times for healing. You can use your faith to be healed and to be provided for in this day, and know that the Almighty God's arm has not been shortened in this end of days, and that he will use his power for you. contact us on davidoaksministries.org. My heart is exploding with compassion for those of you who are hurting today. Contact us. Let us pray with you. Send us an email through davidoaksministries.org. We will pray for you. We have a marvelous prayer group, and we will pray for you, and we will believe God that you receive the power of the Lord for your situation. We love you and praise God for you. Be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor David saying goodbye for now.